兄姊妹，为我们一生一世都住在耶和华的殿中。
And we, through our whole life, we can live in the house of the Lord.
今天靠着上帝的恩典，我们继续分享他宝贵的圣言。
And today, by God's grace, we continue to preach His precious scriptures.
今天因为我们有长执大会，有长老执事的选举。
And because well, we have our congregation meeting and the election of the new church officers.
所以我们特别回到新约圣经提摩太前书第三章的一到十三节。
So let us return to the book of 1 Timothy in the New Testament.
And, 让我们一起寻求合乎圣经的长老与执事的灵命资格。
In chapter 3, verses 1 through 11, that's, let us examine the spiritual qualifications for the elders and deacons.
我向大家宣读中文圣经，请艾瑞克长老向大家宣读英文圣经。
We're going to first read the passage in Chinese and then in English.
人若想要得监督的职分，就是羡慕善工。这话是可行的，做监督的必须无可指责。真做一个夫人的丈夫，有节制，自守，端正，乐意接待远人，善于教导，不饮酒滋事，不打人，只要温和，不争竞，不贪财，好好管理自己的家，使儿女凡事端庄顺服。人若不知道管理自己的家，也能照管上帝的教会呢？出入教的不可做监督，恐怕他自高自大，就落在魔鬼所受的刑罚里。监督也必须在教外有好名声，恐怕被人毁谤，落在魔鬼的网络里。做执事的也是如此，必须端庄，不一口两舌，不好喝酒，不贪不义之财，要存清洁的良心，固守正道的奥秘。这等人也要先受试验，若没有可得之处，然后叫他们做执事。女人也是如此，必须端庄，不说谗言，有节制，凡事忠心。执事只要做一个夫人的丈夫，好好管理儿女和自己的家，因为善做执事的自己就得到美好的地步，并且在基督耶稣里的真道上大有胆量。
God's words from 1 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 13. The saying is trustworthy. If anyone aspires to the office of overseer, he desires a noble task. Therefore, an overseer must be above reproach, the husband of one wife, sober-minded, self-controlled, respectable, hospitable, able to teach, not a drunkard, not violent but gentle, not quarrelsome, not a lover of money. He must manage his own household well, with all dignity, keeping his children submissive. For if someone does not know how to manage his own household, how will he care for God's church? He must not be a recent convert, or he may become puffed up with conceit and fall into the condemnation of the devil. Moreover, he must be well thought of by outsiders so that he may not fall into disgrace, into a snare of the devil. Deacons, likewise, must be dignified, not double-tongued, not addicted to much wine, not greedy for dishonest gain. They must hold the mystery of the faith with a clear conscience, and let them also be tested first. Then let them serve as deacons if they prove themselves blameless. Their wives likewise must be dignified, not slanderous, but sober-minded, faithful in all things. Let deacons each be the husband of one wife, managing their children and their own households well. For those who serve well as deacons gain a good standing for themselves and also great confidence in the faith that is in Christ Jesus. This is God's word.
当我们谈及到长执的灵命资格的时候，
as we start to talk about the topic of the spiritual qualifications of church officers,
我们就知道圣经中教训说教会本身就是真理的柱石。
And the Bible tells us that the church is the pillars of God's truth.
敬畏上帝的同工乃是教会的柱石。
And those God-fearing co-workers are the pillars of the church.
所以主的仆人之一唐中环牧师在解释这段经文的时候讲到。
And God's servants, God's faithful servants, Reverend Tang Chonghuai, he elaborated over this passage.
教会中有牧师，有长老，有执事。
In the church, you have the teaching elders or pastors, and you have the ruling elders, and you have deacons.
这三大执事，三大方面的同工。
And these three offices are called the three pillars of church. But we all know that the church is founded on the rock of Jesus Christ himself. Why do we have such high qualifications for the church officers in the Bible? Because a church it has a really important part to play in God's overall plan. So the Bible clearly reveals to us
上帝让万事互相效力，叫爱主的人得益处，就是使他们能够更加的效法耶稣基督。
That God accomplished everything for the good of his elect, that they can become imitators of Christ.
所以讲到世界历史的末了，也就是整个世界历史成全的时候、更新的时候，说圣城新耶路撒冷从天而降。
And the Bible tells that when at the time of consummation, at the return of Christ, that the Bible says the holy city of Jerusalem will descend from heaven. And that represents the consummation of also God's church on earth.
所以我们就看到圣经中。 上帝掌管万有，实行他的计划就两大线条。
So in the Bible, tells us these two threads or two themes for accomplishing God's plan.
一个是凡事，不管最终是世界历史如何，上帝要使他的灵得到什么荣耀。
And one is that regardless how the world history progresses, the God will accomplish His own glory.
哪怕罪人不悔改不信主，上帝最终他的公义要在他们所受的审判中得到荣耀。Even
on the unbelievers, God's glory will be achieved through their judgment.
对于信主的而言，上帝的恩惠、上帝的慈爱要在他们身上得到什么荣耀？And
but for the believers, God's grace and God's love will also be achieved on them for God's glory.
所以历史就是上帝的故事，就是上帝实践他的计划，彰显他的荣耀的进程。And
so the world, the course of human history, really, it's God's story. It's to a story that tells the God's own own plan and His own progress.
但是你真正的研读圣经，As
we study the Bible closely,
你就会发现上帝的荣耀的彰显还有更深的含义。
And we see there is a deeper meaning of God's glory being manifested. But the Bible tells us the God as the omnipotent and omniscient God, His glory will neither increase nor decrease.
所以上帝要彰显他的荣耀的终极或者是目的或者是体现。
But where will God ultimately reflect his own glory?
And his
grace and glory will be also be manifested through the salvation and sanctification and also glorification of his own people, his own elect.
So we can see the whole Bible, God's progress.
So in the Bible, we see the course of God's work, God's salvation plan. And the Old Testament told us that God will make the household of Abraham a great nation. So we see that in the Bible, there are promises of the gospel. And there are also the establishment of the church. But also there's a obvious topic of nations and laws. So we can see that God has raised a great leaders like Moses, and Abraham, and Moses, and King David, and Solomon to establish God's nation.
I will build my church.
But in the New Testament, we can see that Jesus told us, "I will build my church." That the church will be built upon this rock, that the powers of Hades will not overcome. So the building of the nation of Israel is a point to the building of God's church on earth. And the fulfillment of the law is in the gospel. And fulfillment of God's law and the building of nations are points to God's church. As we look at the spiritual qualifications of the church officers, and we see that this actually concerns God's will of establishing his church. So in a Presbyterian church, we have the teaching elders, is what we usually call pastors, and we also have the ruling elders. And both are called by God, and both are elected by the church, and to form a session for the church. And the session is really a form of a representative government so that we can together govern and rule God's church. And in this contains the great mystery of God's plan. God not only saved our souls as individuals on earth. And through the establishment of his church and the government of the church, God also gave an example of how to build nations. So that a nation, if without a church, there's no foundation. And laws without the gospel are just dead regulations or rules. In all these things, we uphold Jesus Christ as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So that we know the church is the apple of the eye, apple of the eye for God. And God wants every believer, every brother and sister to be built up, fulfilled in the church. And if there are weaknesses in marriage, in the families, the church is where that weakness can be compensated. And if there are problems with the country, with the nation, and there are crises in the country, in this land, the church will need to pray for that.
所以弟兄姊妹，这样我们就明白为什么圣经称教会为真理的柱石。
So that we now we understand why God caused the church the pillars of God's truth.
没有任何个人是真理的柱石。
No individuals can be the pillars of truth.
大学、国家都不是真理的柱石。
No universities, no governments can be the pillars of truth.
唯独教会是上帝亲自命定。
And only the church is what God has ordained by himself and also saved through Jesus Christ and also sustained by the God's Holy Spirit.
所以弟兄姊妹，为什么在圣经中，特别是借着耶稣基督的启示，特别强调建立教会？
So that through the revelation from the Bible, the focus of the Bible is the build up, the building of God's church. So that in the church, the elders are responsible for worship and pastoral ministries and those matters that are concerning the spiritual growth of believers. The deacons will also help and support the elders in different matters like the finance and mercy ministries, the grounds and buildings and technologies and so forth.
不管是长老和执事，在灵命上的资格、灵命上的要求，在本质上都是相同的。But
no matter for elders or deacons, the qualifications for their offices are essentially the same.
但是在职分的划分上、功用的划分上是有所不同的。But
they differ in their functions and in their responsibilities.
所以我们从这段经文中就给大家分享到关乎灵命资格的三个方面。And
so this passage tells us about three aspects of the spiritual qualifications for the elders and deacons.
当我们讲到我们的灵命。
When we talk about our spiritual conditions, it concerns our inner being, our spiritual condition. So concerning the spiritual qualifications, it is first and almost first and foremost that our hearts needs to be our hearts and attitudes needs to be in the right place.
心不正，我们发出的意念，我们的行为都是邪的。
And if not, then our mind and our actions will both deviate from God's path.
所以当使徒保罗在圣经的末世下讲到监督、讲到执事的职分的时候，就特别强调羡慕善。
So here, the Apostle Paul, by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, stresses the fact that the officers should desire this noble task. So what is a noble task? So the true noble task should come from a soul that's been reborn. So that we have the true saving faith. That we have true hope. And true love.
And
all our faith, our hope, our love come from God and will point to God. So the first qualification for the church officers is really to be able to have the right attitude and the right heart. So that our faith, our hope, and our love not come from ourselves, but come from God. And that everything we do out of this hope, this faith, and this love will glorify God. So we should truly understand that all our ministries will come from Him and point back to Him. And not only through our right attitude, that everything we do is in accordance with God's will or God's law. And that all these things are done for the glory of God. And not to please men. It is good that we please men. But if the will and thoughts and the preferences of men are not in accordance with God's will, then we may have the courage also to offend people. So when the Bible tells us that we should desire a noble task, this touches upon the very essence of the office of the elders and deacons. Regardless of its faith or hope or love, what is the more important thing? So it's important that it's not to for us to boast how great a faith we have. And it's not for us to boast our faith or our love, because the Bible says that it is Christ, the love of Christ that compels us, that because if one man has died for all, then all have died. And he has died on behalf of all of us, so that we who live are no longer we no longer live for ourselves, but to live for the Lord who has resurrected for us. So that our faith, again, love and hope, points to God. And points to Jesus Christ, who has incarnated and also died for us. So the Bible says, it's such a great mystery that God has become flesh and revealed Himself to us. And also that the Bible tells us that Christ is the head of the church. He built His church, and He is ever present with His church. And in our spiritual lives, we have died with Him and will live for Him. So for a servant of Christ, no matter what we think or what we do. We need to ask ourselves,
在这样的时刻, 在这样的场景, 主耶稣基督到底怎么做? 他的旨意到底是什么? 我怎么才能够效法基督本身?
That in every situation, what would Christ do? And how can I imitate Christ in what I do?
所以我们所说所做, 甚至所思所想的一切, 不是因为环境刺激我们, 环境挑战我们, 所以我们马上做出 reaction, 我们马上有个反应, 而是经常的, 时常的, 总是的, 回到耶稣基督本身。
So that our thoughts and deeds are not just simple reactions to the environment and to the situation, but to always and constantly return to Jesus Christ.
弟兄姊妹，我们不仅要有心态的摆正，确确实实发自内心的羡慕神。
In our attitude, the Bible tells us to desire the noble task.
我们要有生命的摆上。 尤其是在我们的家庭生活中，确确实实荣耀上帝，效法基督。
We also need to have our life commitment that in our lives we can glorify Him, we can imitate Him.
所以弟兄姊妹，在这段经文中讲到长子的灵命资格的时候，
So in this passage, when it talks about the qualifications for the church officers.
不是说你上了多少名牌大学，多少神学院，学士、硕士、博士的资格，这些方面我们不要轻看，但是这些方面从来没有在圣经中得到高举。
So the qualifications are not about your education or your spiritual seminary training or being equipped. These things are important, but are not highlighted by the Bible.
所以我看在这段经文中讲到我们生命的摆上的时候，
for our commitment, our life commitment to Christ,
首先讲到我们自身生活的见证。
The passage first tells us that we in our lives we should bear good testimony.
这种生活的见证是指我们的品格上。
And those witness or testimonies reflect our character.
所以弟兄姊妹，在家庭事务、教会事务、社会事务、国家事务中，很多或者大部分时候的问题都不是能力问题。So
in our family, in the church affairs, or even in the government of the society and nations, a lot of times it doesn't have anything to do with your abilities or your skills.
都不是说，哎，这人能力有限。
And our abilities may be limited.
哪个人能力没有限呢?
Of course, we all have limitations.
所以能力显现是一个事实，是一个普遍的真理。只有上帝是全能的，我们都是有限的。
So we all have our limits. Only God is unlimited in His power.
所以我们盯着的人与人之间往往互相竞争的时候，你才比能力。
A lot of times we compete with one another on our abilities to do things.
但是真正的问题，问题的焦点，问题的根本，都是一个品格的问题。
But a more essential and more important aspect is concerns our character.
所以这里讲到节制了、自守了、端正了，以及各种各样的个人生命的见证。
So here we see this passage that has stressed whether we are above reproach, whether we're sober-minded or self-controlled or respectful. These things doesn't concern with our abilities, but it concerns with our characters. Just like when you fall in love. And then you want to marry someone. Because he has a great earning power. But he has spent all his earnings on gambling. Maybe he has this ability to earn a lot of money. But when he spends all that money on gambling, that means there's a character flaw in him.
So, 如果他没有品格,
So our abilities, when they're not based on our character, are only the abilities to harm people. So we need, if we are those with skills or abilities, we should be even more vigilant and to be a watch for our own character. So this passage we talked a lot about good testimonies we can give in our lives. For example, we should not be double-tongued. In other words, we should not be a hypocrite, where our words do not reflect our deeds. That we think of one thing, we think of something, but to please someone or to gain for our own gains, we speak something out of disregarding our own conscience. And we should not be slanderous. We should not be gossiping about others. And maybe different things that happening in the church. And even the Chinese say the rumors stop at the wise. So we see that the Bible calls us that we should bear good testimony in our everyday lives. We should have our abilities and skills. That we can manage our own households and manage our families, and even to have a good reputation outside the church. If someone has not really worked honestly, If you haven't borne any kind of responsibilities in the family or at your job or outside the church. And those should not be elected in the church or, for that matter, in the nation for governing this country. So here the Bible says that he must be well thought of by outsiders. So we actually should not be acting one way at church and maybe acting another way outside the church. And acting one way at the church, and acting completely differently back home. And we can see that the servants that God raised up, like Moses or Ezra, even outside the church, among their people, they have great reputation. So we see a lot of the testimonies we give here in this passage. This passage actually focused about our family life. That our wives may have been bear good testimony as well. And that the husband's wife should be living in peace. And their children should be submissive. And we should not be like those churches that preach heresy.
I 家庭啊，人的敌人就是家里的人，所以卷起铺盖卷啊，不要工作，不要家庭啊，直到教会里去服侍啊，这是极端，这是不合乎圣经。
And I've seen those extreme churches that actually think, well, the end of the world is coming, that the family and jobs are no longer important. You should stop doing these things and just come to church and serve.
所以弟兄姊妹，不管对于正在进行选举程序中的长老还是执事。
And whether it's concerning those, the new officers that we are about to elect,
还是我们已经在位的牧师长老执事。
Or those who are already in these positions.
靠着主的恩典，我们始终互相劝勉说。
And by God's grace, we should also, we should exhort one another.
我们最重要的服事不是在教会中，不是在教会讲坛中。
That our most important service is not on the pulpit, it's not in the church.
我们个人和上帝的关系到底如何？
How is our personal relationship with God?
我们有没有读经祷告？你自己在上帝面前满意不满意？开心不开心
？And do we read the Bible regularly? And do we pray constantly? And are our hearts in the right place with God?
我们在上帝面前不读经、不祷告、不开心、不喜乐，全世界有谁能够让你开心？有能谁能够让你喜乐呢？
And if we do not use these means of grace and that we do not enjoy the peace and joy with God, there's no other place in the world that can give you that. And without a strong personal life, that all our service will fall into hypocrisy. And then we also run the danger of collapsing at any given moment. And it's important to serve in our families. We should honor our parents. And we should love, husband and wife should love one another. That we should teach our children.
我们要使每个牧师、每个执事的家庭都是乐意接待远人的。
And then family or household of the elders and deacons should be hospitable to receive guests.
要让我们的家庭都成为一个小的教会。
And then every family should be a small church in its own right.
所以弟兄姊妹，这儿就讲到说侍奉中的试炼是什么呢？
So, and thirdly, this passage also warns us of our trials in our service.
这就特别讲到，恐怕他自高自大，就落在魔鬼所受的刑罚里。
That we may fall into the conceit and the condemnation of the devil.
就落在魔鬼的网罗里。
And in the snare of the devil.
那弟兄姊妹。教牧侍奉是一个极大的恩典，极大的特权。
We know the serving our service as church is it's a grace from God. It's a great privilege.
但是如果我们德不配位，如果我们的美德、我们的灵命啊与我们的职分不相称，那有可能成为魔鬼的什么网络，我们就受落在可怕的审判中。
And if our virtues, our characters are not consistent with our positions and our service, then our service will run the danger of falling into the condemnation and punishment.
弟兄姊妹，这个魔鬼的网络或者魔鬼当受的刑罚最终是什么呢？
What is the punishment or this condemnation that this passage talks about?
自高自大。
Self-exaltation.
自高自大就是魔鬼的网络。
Conceit or self-exaltation is the snare of the devil.
自高自大本身也是来自罪的后果或者魔鬼所给的刑罚。
And this self-conceit is the result of following the devil and also the punishment from that.
因为当我们自高自大的时候
As we exalt ourselves,
我们就会有两个表现。
We will have two. It will be manifest in two ways.
我们总是凸显自己。
One is that we will try to also, will always try to exalt ourselves.
我们总是指责别人。
And then secondly, we always blame the others.
啊，功劳都是工作，都是我的。
We give credit to ourselves.
啊，问题和不足都是别人的。
And problems and weaknesses are the fault of others.
所以什么时候见到自己要凸显，啊，要贬低别人，甚至为了凸显自己更加的不断的贬低别人。
So when we do that, we know that we have already fallen into the snare of the devil.
所以弟兄姊妹，魔鬼就是因为骄傲，就是因为自高自大，不守本位，才堕落的。
We know that the devil himself has fallen because of his pride.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们怎么免得自己，不管是作为长职，还是作为基督徒？
So as a church officer or a believer, how do we know how can we protect ourselves and to not fall into this kind of snare?
第一，要知道自己的不配。
First, we need to know that we are unworthy.
我们不配上帝的恩典。
We are unworthy of God's grace.
我们做丈夫的，我们不配做丈夫。
We are unworthy as a husband.
我们做父母的，我们不配做父母。
Unworthy as a parent.
如果上帝按照我们的罪纠察我们，我们没有一个人在上帝面前站立得住。
If God examines us for our sins, not one of us can stand before Him.
所以在上帝面前，在众人面前，没有一个人自高自大，老子天下什么第一。
So before God, there should be no one who even are worthy to exalt ourselves.
更是知道自己的不配，所以我们活出上帝的恩典，珍惜上帝的恩典。
And because we know we are unworthy, then we can we'll call on God and call and put our trust in His grace.
第二，要知道自己的无知。
And secondly, to know that we are ignorant.
保罗甚至讲，按照我们所当知道的，我仍是什么不知道。
And Paul says, even with all the things I know, I still, there are things I don't know. So that the young pastors will learn from the elder ones. And the old pastors, we should also learn from the young pastors. And the old co-workers should be learned from the younger ones. And the church officers should learn from the brothers and sisters. And there's one important teaching from the Bible. And also it's the foundation of the Presbyterian government. When Moses was leading the Israel people out of Egypt, he was judging all the cases by himself.
So his 岳父米甸的祭司不是耶和华的祭司，米甸的祭司、外邦的祭司耶和华说：“你这样做没有效率啊！应当选举十副长、百副长、全副长，应当选举长老和你共同承担这个责任。”
So his father-in-law Jethro.Was not even a priest for God. He was a priest from the land of Midian. advised him to actually raise elders and to help him judge these cases. And Moses didn't ridicule his father-in-law. He didn't say, "Well, you're just a Gentile. What? Why are you in the position to teach me?"
所以摩西谦卑地从耶特罗领受建议，并且把耶特罗的建议呈现给上帝。上帝也看为什么好，所以这样才有这个长老制。
We know Moses humbly accepted this suggestion, also presented this suggestion to God, who also think this is a good way, and that is actually the origin of a plural leadership. Or Presbyterian government at church.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们每个基督徒都要经常学习，善于学习，谦卑学习。希望我们主恩教会是一个学习的教会。
And all our officers, our brothers and sisters should have a heart to learn from one another.
弟兄姊妹，我们怎么避免自高自大呢？要知道自己的软弱。
And thirdly, how to prevent conceit, we should also know that we are weak.
有谁软弱，我们自己不软弱。
we, especially as church officers, we should know that we are weak. And those who think you're standing firmly tend to shake and tend to fall.
所以弟兄姊妹,
then in our weakness, then we should learn how to support one another.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so for our spiritual qualifications, first we talked about our attitude.
生命,
and our life commitment. And to be prepared for this trial of avoiding self-exaltation.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but the positions of the elders and deacons are these positions are not for themselves. Those positions are for the church. So a beautiful carrying out of the positions is to grow together with our congregation, with our brothers and sisters. So I want to have three points of exhortation for the whole congregation. Don't leave an officer or a pastor alone. We should grow and fulfill these positions together. We need to carry our individual burdens. But the heavy burdens we should also carry with one another. First, we should also be connecting our lives in Christ. And the Bible says that the church is the body of Christ. We are the members of this body. And the Ephesians 4, verse 15-16, that we are to grow up in every way into him who is head into Christ, from whom the whole body joined and held together by every joint with which it's equipped. And first we should ask ourselves, are we connected to Christ himself, like the branches connected to the vine?
第二个方面,我们在基督事工上的团队侍奉,彼此配搭。
And secondly, we should be supporting each other in our ministries.
所以在哥林多前书12就特别讲到上帝配搭着身体,使我们护卫肢体,谁也不能说,哎,我不需要你,我用不着你。
And the Bible tells us in the first Corinthians that we should be presenting ourselves as more presentable parts, presentable parts do not require, but God has so composed the body, giving great honor to the parts that lack it. So we need to connect ourselves with Christ. And we should be supporting one another in our ministry work. And finally, we should be growing together in Christ. And to always remember that Jesus Christ is divine. And we are all the branches. And we should bear much fruit. To do that, we need to remain a unified with Christ.
常常通过读经祷告,
and in our scripture reading, in our prayers, we should be meditating on Christ. To examine if we love him. To meditate if we are imitating him in our lives. Only when we do that, every one of us, officers or brothers and sisters, we can be like what Paul said. To live is Christ, and to die is gain. Let's pray.
天父上帝,
Heavenly Father, we ask that you to that we can manifest the life of Christ in our own lives. That our lives be soaked, be filled with the life of Christ. That we live is to gain him. That to die is gain. In life or death, that we belong to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.